Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Back again with another breakdown. Now today we go take a look into this World Economical Forum that they got for the masses. We go get into that and break it down because these are the people really ushering the new world order, trying to make it look normal on the masses. And just in case you're dumb, that's exactly what they did with the pandemic. It's a fake virus they bring, give you a pandemic, and they use that to change over the whole wide world right under the masses' nose without they even see it. There you go right there, World Economic Forum. What do you think they got right here with the big old C? You go show you right here that it is part of the new world order. Make it run.
We're going to start the when humans become cyborg
session. Do you understand that? Pay attention, people, because I already told you the vaccine going to alter mankind. That's how they're going to depopulate, and that's how they're going to control the people. But everybody sleep. Why you think they mentioned cyborg right there? Humans become cyborg. This is what they got for the masses. What they're going to use to change a human being where they can call you a part human, part cyborg. What they gonna be? The same vaccine they're issuing up to the worldwide. Everybody have to have it. Pay attention here.
You know, I always want to be a cyborg. I'm waiting for the day to become one.
Laughing.
But let's see.
It's a joke, people. I already told you what they're gonna do. Destroy this earth and everybody in it. Keep these people right here that they call cyborg. You don't understand, they got eggs and embryos and a whole lot of shit set up for their new population. After they destroy this right here, they have to do it. It's called the reset, 100% in.
Like today, we like to really talk about the recent developments of brain-computer interface and how that's really blurring the line between man and machine. And that's also opening up many, many questions about social, cultural, and ethical implications.
You hear that, people? They're making it look normal for them to just mix machine with humans, cyber humans. Do you understand it, people? This is what they was telling you from day one when they tell you AI gonna take over mankind. This is a part of it right here, people. It's a new world.
Technologies. And today we have such a perfect, wonderful panel to talk about that issue. And firstly, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the moderator. I'm Hiromi Ozaki. I'm an artist, also young global leader from Japan.
Fakers.
And I make artworks based on tech and future tech. And to the very, very end, it's Ronaldo Lemos, director of Institute of Technology and Society. And Ronaldo is a specialist in law and technology.
All satanic workers on stage right here.
And Elena Sinha, professor of neuroscience and society in the University
of Oxford. See that? Neuroscience.
And next to me is Victor Zhao, president of National Academy of Medicine.
So you see there, right there? All of these puppets right here got something to do with the masses' life. Do you understand? These are the people who represent the new world order right in front of your face. A lot of people don't understand it. Pay attention here.
And old global. No, I see you.
SGL. Thank
it's all
you.
A joke.
And first, to really set the scene of the discussion, Elena, you have something you like to show us about the recent progress, state of play of the field. So if you could go on stage.
So we thought we would just give you some very quick visuals to start, because I don't know if everyone knows what these technologies look like. This isn't, of course, an exhausting set of visuals. I'd like to start sessions on, sophisticated brain
machine. You see what it is, people? Do you see what they did right here? They make a brain using all medication right there. Because that's what actually built up your brain. This is what you feed on. It will never leave your body. It's called chemical. All of these medication, they tell you is smart drugs. Why? Because it dumb you down 100%
in. Interface talks by saying, we have been trying to enhance functioning in the human brain for quite some time.
Of course we know.
Probably the first controversy that came up was with the use of smart drugs. So these were ADHD drugs for a clinical condition, ADHD, that were then used by students to try to enhance their attention and focus. There's very poor evidence that it actually does that. You can tell your college student, the college students you know, it seems to just keep you awake for a long time.
Of course, it's funny.
Another technology that colleagues of mine have been using in Oxford is deep brain stimulation. I'll give an example of how that's being used. So this is a neural implant that's implanted deep into the brain, into areas that people think are implicated in whatever the problem is they're trying to solve. It's been very successful, for example, in treating Parkinsonian tremor.
Yeah, that people, they're telling you it's successful. But how did they know? Oh, they said they tried on rats? Okay, let's listen.
But it's also being used more experimentally in anorexia nervosa, for example, and it also has been, it seems to be quite successful in epilepsy. And these, so you get an implant and it's attached to a pacemaker device that is just under the skin. And it sends.
They're making the masses getting used to this new world where it's all technology, medication, everything, food. All technology and science. You see that right there? Wow.
Electric current to the implant, and then in that way regulates the area of the brain. And that electric current is set by your doctor.
How many chip y'all want to plant in the people?
This is actually sort of where the brain-computer interfaces are today. One reason I like to show this picture is to give a sense of actually where the technology is at the moment, which is that it's a lot of wiring. So although we would like to think of ourselves as being able to sort of increasingly adopt a lifestyle where we are continually hooked up to a computer or a machine.
You can never listen to these people to explain none of these shit that they're putting on. You don't understand. These people have nothing to do with it. They're just here to introduce it to the people. You don't get it. These are all government shit. The new place that they're taking the people. And you never get it. I'm just showing you this so you get an idea. What is the World Economic Fund? What is it good for? Forum. What is it good for, people? It's the New World Order in plain sight. Let it run.
I don't know how.
Now, take a look at this guy right here. Take a look. This is the one that so-called running the whole thing, the so-called leader. And I told you already, these are all devil puppets in plain sight. We go take a listen to this old geezer right here. Pay attention.
Out in November. But what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see.
Do you understand what he's talking about, people? This is about a year and change ago in the middle of the pandemic. This one came out and tell you what the pandemic gonna do. Remind you, these are the people directing you where you're gonna go in the middle of this crisis right here. Do you understand that? In the middle of this chaos, they're directing you where they're going. Do you understand? So this one telling you all the people that are gonna lose their job and then they're gonna fix it. It's called order the chaos. These are the people running the new world order. I don't understand if they show you this old bastard right here. You won't feel a certain kind of way about him. But I know, because I see right to them. What, you let this one trick you? You better wake your ass up. It's a government puppet in plain sight. Now, let's listen to him.
Deeply a lot of anger already now, but probably increase by the end of the year. because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy.
Of course.
So we have to prepare for a more angry world. Mm-hmm. And how to prepare? It means to take the necessary action to create a fairer world. To see that we provide everybody with decent access to the health system.
Mm-hmm. And don't worry about it. They're doing that right now. They're selling more healthcare now more than ever in the pandemic. Oh, cheap healthcare? Yeah, they will serve you that shit up all day because guess what? The world gonna be controlled by these medical so-called industry. That's what you need to understand. They're tricking the masses about their health and you run right into their hands. And this is how they're gonna do it right here. Get everybody cheap insurance and now you control their health. Do you understand that? Nobody can escape it. Some people say, oh, I'm not gonna take the shot, but you're running down cheap healthcare. Of course, they go get you 100% in. That's the plan.
That we make sure that those people who are really left behind, and I'm not speaking only on national levels, I'm speaking also internationally. I see now the tragedy in some of the emerging countries like South Africa, like some countries in East Asia. I think it's all... I don't have too many remedies. The remedies have to be discussed through dialogue by the stakeholders of our...
They're full of shit, people. They're the one who making the fucking track for you where they want you to go. That's it. They're going to create the new world under the fucking fake virus and the pandemic. It's just that simple. That's why you see these people right here on the front page right now. What do you think? It's a perfect thing they put together, people. The fucking fake sickness. Then they give you the so-called vaccines. And these people gonna lead you to the new world. Kill off some of the people. Most of the people gonna die. And the rest of them gonna be program cyborg. 100% in. It's called the zombie apocalypse. It's coming. Don't worry about it. All of that shit gonna be in place. Because those people that they go call cyborg, 100% controlled. That's what you call zombies. 100% walking dead.
But I just see the need for such a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reset.
Bam. You see the need for a great reset. It's called order the chaos, people. They create this big old chaos with the fake virus and everything else that they're giving you in between. All to change over the masses. Everything about the masses. Everything. The whole wide world gonna be flipped. And that's what they call a reset when they depopulate your ass. All of the people gonna suffer. That's what you see now with the fake war they give you in Ukraine. Yes, you see the prices. Everything going sky high. They give you a stimulus, they take it back by jacking up everything. And you see gas prices now out of control. You see what they're doing. It's all a part of the world operation. Depopulation. Destroy the earth. 100% in. Trying to figure out what these people is about. Take a look right here. What they're doing. You see that? Mm-hmm.
Can't realistically Listen. Have 15 smart speakers everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I one of our big research findings is that we're going to be moving to what we call ambient.
It's no research founding, people. It's all a plan, all scripted, and they do it by timing. That's how they do it. They have certain time where they're going to implement some things. And of course, the same World Economic Forum again. And guess what they're putting on the masses? The new system. They're gonna basically see you and hear every word you say. Remember, I did a video on it maybe about 2018, and we talk about the new system when they operate that 5G. The 5G gonna operate this system that basically mic everywhere and cameras everywhere. Do you understand? You can say Uber without using a device. The Uber know that it's you. He got a camera that take your eyes and they know register it to the system. They know it's you. They hear the voice, everything. You don't even have to have a device, and that's exactly what they're telling you right here. Let's go back. Pay attention. Technology will change our world. And there you go, people. What do you think?
We can't realistically have 15 smart speakers everywhere we go.
And so
one of our big research findings is that we're going to be moving to what we call ambient experiences, which is shorthand for a sort of digital Downton Abbey, where we don't ask Echo, what's the weather, or Google, what's the weather? We just say, what's the weather?
You hear that, people? What did I tell you, people? This isn't... You probably sit there and be like, oh, these people just talking. No, that's what the new world gonna be. That's what they're implementing as we speak, people. We done tell you about it long time ago. They're gonna set up microphones. That's what they're digging up the world for. They're digging up the world, planting these devices. You don't understand, people. That's what they're doing. They're gonna do the same thing as China do. That's what they do, people. What do you think? All right, let's listen.
And the right agent jumps up at the right
time.
You
see that?
To give the right answer.
Wow. So you just say something, ask a question, the right agent's gonna pop up and give the right answer. And what? You're not using a device? Wow, people. This is dumb.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow.
We're getting past the last 10,000 years where we've used humans as robots, by and large, engaging only a tiny fraction of human abilities and forcing people into repetitive, tedious, dead-end work for the most part.
Wow.
So the age of human robots is over, and we have to figure out a new age. That means dramatic changes to the structure of our economy and our society.
They're always going to mention the economy, just like they tell you it's an economic forum. You see that right there, people, but what you have to understand, those people actually control money, the people who they're representing on that forum. You got to understand. So basically, they use that to manipulate the masses. 100% in, and there you go with your DNA, because I already told you, your DNA is going to be technologized. That's all it's going to be. You're going to be a technology moving, a walking technology. Right here is a human being. They're going to tamper with your cells, your DNA and everything, change you all the way over into a cyborg. Right here. There you go. People, what more? This is what they're about right there.
Speaking, we're talking about improving biology and redesigning organisms for beneficial purposes. It's going to allow us to not just edit genomes, but also
edit genes, people. That's what they're about. What I don't tell you, the new world. But let me tell you this, they dumb you down enough for you to accept it with open arms. You don't even question these shit, you just take it. You got to understand, technology is devil work. The whole thing, every piece of technology you get is to bring you deeper into the devil world.
A new code for life. We'll have right level permissions.
Wow.
We already started to see some of that this year. COVID-19 vaccines, they make...
Bam! Let's go back again. I already told you, it's all about the vaccine to basically alter the human beings. Go back.
But also, and importantly, write a new code for life. We'll have
right-level
permissions.
Uh-huh.
We already started to see some of that this year.
Uh-huh.
COVID-19 vaccines, they make use of engineered code in the form of messenger RNA.
You hear that, people? They're full of shit. This shit change your DNA, change out your cells and everything. You can't be a real human after you take that shot. It's just that simple. Take a look at this on VR. There you go, people. And I already told you, most of the human beings, they get into the virtual world and actually believe that it's real. And nobody can tell me shit. That's most of the so-called operation they give you in the military. hook them up to a fucking system, and they actually believe that they go to war and everything, trauma. You don't understand, come back with PTSD and everything, and never really fire a gun, never really been in a war. They just hook them up to virtual reality and fuck with their mind. You think they can know the difference? No, they can't, people. That's how it is. This is where they're going to bring the world. All virtual reality. 100% in. Mm-hmm. There you go.
What's on the horizon are diminished reality glasses.
Uh-huh.
There that you look go. Very much like what I'm wearing.
Diminished reality? Wow, people, I told you, they're taking you far, far away from reality in this new world order.
It would allow you to remove things from your point of view, from your view, whether that's garbage
from your view. Wow. Wow, people, unbelievable. Wow. Wow. They're changing the world in front of your face, people. And look at the name that they come under to push the new world order, people. How did they get away with this shit? Everybody sleep. Move. To show you that they control the world, they even tell the human being how to think. Take a look at this right here. They're turning woman against man, man against woman. Yes, this is a stigma they put on you right here. Let you feel like, you know, you are less... If you are inferior human being, if you are female, because the male is fighting against you, they are part of it. Also pushing that division between male and female so they can give you all drags and transgenders. 100%. What you think they about? They about all of that shit right there to try to show you that, yes, woman being discriminated by man. Yes, this is what they're doing right there. What you think? Yes, that man... telling woman what to do and man, you know, want woman to smile and all this shit. All that shit is from them. You understand? They're the one who give you all those stigma and you live by it. You don't get it. Move.
Gentlemen, let's
press the pause
President
button
Trump
because the president's here now.
Approaching the podium right now, being introduced by Klaus Schwab, who is the head
they
of
go
the...
They Schwab, the character right there, the fucking sodomite right there that running this shit. And don't worry about it. A lot of dumb people in this world believe in Donald Trump. What the fuck Donald Trump doing right here promoting the new world order? Because you're dumb. You never see it. They all puppets. And a lot of people that believe in Donald Trump sing the praise all day. Donald Trump come to save us with your dumb self. You never question this. Why not? You're also against this new world order. You're pushing it. Oh, they put it. Even Alex Jones running his mouth. Oh, they coming to. And you see Donald Trump represent them right there. But you never mention it. Move.
Donald Trump taking the stage.
Why? 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 Anybody you see with this fucking sign behind them is a part of bringing down the world right here. What do you think, people? Why Donald Trump making a speech right there at the World Economic Forum? What is he doing there? He's a part of the New World Order, a big old fucking puppet they plant to be the president back then. You see that right there, the former president. Is part of this new world order. Do you understand? Any one of them that you see become president is a puppet. 100%.
In your 15th year hosting the annual meeting of the World Economic
meeting.
Forum, a truly amazing
Tell
achievement.
The people what it's good for.
It's an honor to address the distinguished members of this organization
distinguished
for the
members.
Second time as president.
You can't see his eyes, people. He do it for the second time as president. Look at him. He's a fucking puppet. 100%. One of them serpent people. Running their brain on your watch.
When I spoke at this forum 2 years ago,
You're
I told
always
you
there.
That we had launched
Listen.
The great American comeback.
You hear that? And that's what he used to trick the fucking people. That the reset is a comeback. That the depopulation is a comeback for America. Of course, because they're going to start it all over. You don't understand. Babylon don't last for long. You got to understand that, people. All history tell you Babylon gonna fall. What do you think?
Today I'm proud to declare that the United States is in the midst of an economic boom the likes of which the world has never seen before.
That's what he used to sell it to you.
We've regained our stride. We discovered our spirit.
Oh, shit.
And reawakened the power.
This is 2020 right before you go down in this mess. right before they hit you with the pandemic and everything else, are right in it. Donald Trump right here telling you that they're going to set the America to come back better, rebuild America, while they reset the fucking people.
Machinery of American enterprise. Mm-hmm. America's thriving. Mm-hmm. America's flourishing, yes. And yes.
He was flourishing, people. They know it was going down. They know it was going down. While Donald Trump right here praising himself, said they're going to have an economic boom. Because he know what happened after this, people. What happened after 2020? What happened? It's a slide all the way down.
America is winning again. America like is never winning before. Again. Just last week alone, the United shit. States concluded two extraordinary trade shit. Deals.
Mm-hmm.
The with who? Agreement with China.
Bam. I remember what this guy promised you when he was coming in. He said, oh, we're not going to be all lovey-dovey with China. China is doing all of this shit to us. When I get in, I'm going to get rid of China. Cut him off because they're taking away American jobs. What did he tell you when he on this World Economic Forum? He tell you that he down with China 100%.
Deals.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement with China
mm-hmm.
and the United States,
mm-hmm.
Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
Uh-huh.
They just happened to get done in the same week.
Uh-huh. It's a coincidence.
These agreements represent a new model of mm-hmm. trade.
Mm-hmm.
For the 21st century, uh-huh. agreements they that know. Are fair, reciprocal,
mm-hmm.
and that prioritize the needs of workers and families.
Mm-hmm.
America's economic turnaround has been nothing short of spectacular when I took office 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that people are spectacular
America's
and tremendous.
America's economy was in a mm-hmm. rather dismal
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
Under the previous administration, nearly 200,000 mm-hmm. manufacturing jobs had vanished.
Mm-hmm. While you were sleeping on this fucker right here, giving himself nothing but praise, you never understand what he was doing. He was leading you down in this new world order. He just passed the photon to the other character. That's how they do it. Move.
Technological revolution will come like a tsunami.
The massive challenge is something we've got to tackle head on.
We have enough ability, enough innovative capacity to make that happen.
Every year since 1971, the global elite have gathered in the remote Swiss ski town of Davos for the World Economic Forum's annual meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Billed as the convergence of the most influential government officials, business executives, and academics, the forum has the goal of improving...
Don't forget the bankers. It's the same people who own the banks. 100% they control the masses' livelihood, the whole thing, 100% in.
State of the world. Mm-hmm. Critics, however,
and,
say the...
And plus this right here, the global warming, is bullshit for the dumb masses. Don't believe in it. They're just selling you that to take away naturality from you, to turn this world into the hell that they want it to be.
Goal of improving mm-hmm. the state of the world. Critics, however, mm-hmm. say the elite in Davos are responsible for global inequality mm-hmm. and that the meeting serves as a glorified networking event.
No, that's where they make all the fucking plans, put it in writing for the rest of the fucking governments around the world to follow. That's how they do it, people. The New World Order is in full effect. The depopulation of the masses and everything through this World Economic Forum right there. Mm-hmm. Red Cross.
So we mm-hmm. packed our bags and headed for the Alps to try to figure out what happens in Davos.
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting into the vicinity of Davos. We're mm-hmm. a few kilometers out. Mm-hmm. There's a steady stream of sprinter
vans. Yes, of course they're going to show you what's really going on there. This Vice right here from HBO. They're all a part of it. 100%.
Some concertina mm-hmm. wire. Some big machine guns.
Mm-hmm. And then make sure to take it to Switzerland. Mm-hmm.
We're headed now to the Congress Center. That's where everything really takes place this week. It's where a lot of the panels are, the meetings. It's also where a lot of the networking happens. The CEOs mm-hmm. talking to everybody else, mm-hmm. trying to get deals done.
Mm-hmm. Get
it's a bit of a hassle
done.
In here mm-hmm. with camera, any kind of equipment, you know, minder to take you around. You're going to try mm-hmm. to get into things and talk to some folks that are mingling around.
So most journalists are only allowed about 30 minutes, two rotations mm-hmm. per day for 30 minutes each.
So there's a lot of people gathered in this lounge right now. If you look closely, you can recognize a few. Over there's Michael Froman, he's the U.S. Trade Representative
mm-hmm.
Behind me. is George Osborne, who's the UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, so the Finance Minister, basically. Since it was our first time at Davos, we wanted to hear from a veteran journalist about how they covered the event.
And we'd love to have a longer conversation with you. Okay? Thank you, sir.
So you've been coming here for several years.
Yeah. Maybe six?
6 years?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it, but I think it's been
right on the money. But guess what, people? What I'm trying to show you right here is this is a smokescreen, because what they're really doing, the public will never get to see what they're really talking about for real. They're never going to talk about that shit in front of reporters. You understand? That shit going to happen behind closed door, and then they give you this show right here where they can show you. You understand me? This ain't nothing but a smokescreen right here. Watch it.
Seriously. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that I didn't get the 10-year sticker. When there's 10 mm-hmm. years, they put a sticker on your badge.
So how has it changed since you've been here?
I think we're all a lot more conscious of the fact that this is a gathering of the 1% of the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And
1%
those of us in the
1%.
Media or the academics mm-hmm. who are here, mm-hmm. according to the world, are all part of the same group. Mm-hmm. So
of course, according to the world, they all are part of the same group, people, all of them. 100% in.
Starting to see mm-hmm. it a little more critically. I wish it could be a little more critical than it is now. It's a big, from a media perspective, this mm-hmm. is a big ass-kissing fest.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be two things going on here. There are the panels, and then there's these meetings that take place that you don't see unless you happen to be
right.
privy to them.
You hear that, people? The meeting that take place that you don't get to see. Of course, that's the one you need to pay attention to. That's where they talk about the things that they're going to do next to the masses. I already told you what this World Economic Fund so-called forum is for. It's basically to put out the new world order. They give you the fucking chaos with the pandemic and the fake virus. And then they're going to become basically coming for your rescue. And then the rescue, you know, it come with a package. A whole bunch of restrictions, a whole bunch of changing laws, a whole bunch of shit that they use to control you, including the vaccination. That's what you gotta understand. And they mention the cyborg for a reason. Anybody take the shot is now altered. DNA cells and everything. 100% in. So there you go. You see it right here on the bitter truth. They control the world right here and they're taking it down. Yeah, with depopulation and everything. And the masses, you see, you feel the heat yet? Just wait. I'm gone.